2. I know you might say, where's take 1? Well, I just recorded a nice long boo about Triangle Farmhouse Bacon, which George and I just did. That's what I'm doing right now. And for those that regularly follow me, you will find that I have mentioned the Italian Center shop, which is a shop here in Edmonton. And we went there very recently, or rather I did. And I purchased this farmhouse bacon, hoping that it would be like bacon mince. I was going to do a boo about doing bacon rice. They looked like bacon ends. Or it did. It was a slab. And I thought, well, we can try it. So I opened it up to find it had, I'm just draining here, 2, been split first of all in 2, and sliced. Nothing wrong with that, that just changed my focus. And so my focus is to try it out, which we just did, and I'll try and call George in to give his opinion again. Oh, here he is. So what did you find out about, or how did you find the farmhouse bacon, George?
It was actually pretty good.
Saltiness was actually not so bad.
It wasn't so bad. It was tasty. It was actually the meaty taste to it that I like in bacon. And I like that particularly when it's not overshadowed by the salt. They're nice wide slices, not accustomed to what I'm seeing. A lot of them are just very narrow strips, maybe an inch wide. This is probably a couple inches
wide and thicker. And
at least, yeah, it's much thicker. So it's actually got a good chew to it. It just doesn't all get down to nothing.
Mm-hmm. Now, those of you who are in England, you're probably used to a different cut. I don't know. Ours are in strips. Like George said, they're a good 2 inches wide. I will take a picture, either of them, in the grill pan. And that's how I'm doing them, folks. I'm not frying them. I'm doing them in the grill pan. And you're probably saying, what? Your grill pan? You're grilling them? I didn't know you could do that. Yep, you can. Don't do it on the barbecue unless you've got one of those foil sheets with holes. Because it won't work. It'll stick, it'll fall through. Well, these ones probably wouldn't, but they'll stick. And anyway, it won't be very good. So, but anyway, back to my story. So anyway, I got these. Opened it up today, found out that they were thicker than the average. A lot of fat, but that's fine. For a treat, you know, that's perfect. So we have decided for George, we're going to do, some bacon sandwiches. And the rest is going to go to our small group's Bible study. And that may be curious to some people as well. But ours has a potluck. That way nobody has an empty stomach, and just makes for a better feel, because then you've got the fellowship and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to think of what else I did in the other one. It's kind of annoying. I do boo like that. And then delete it. I totally understand what some people were going through a few months ago with deleting a good boo, but sometimes that happens. You get trigger happy, you want to get it saved so you can upload later at a better time. Oops! I know one thing I mentioned. Now that I've had this, I will next time try different things on it. Sometime I might put a bit of pepper. Also, too, we have this smoked applewood spice that Clubhouse had a limited edition, and I really hope they bring that back. So when it's done, for me, it's done, unless they keep it. And that is smoked applewood. That would make a really nice apple-y flavor. One thing that I should caution some of you on is when you're doing baking, there's some people that put it on high, and then they have to use their lid like a shield and dodge the spatters. I've got mine on medium. It cooks just as well. It makes a nice bit of bacon, and it may take longer, but it'll get as chewy or as crispy as you like. Personally, I like a chewy bit of bacon, just like you do, hey George?
Yep. So that it's totally limp, but enough that it's not so brittle that it won't bend at all, you know?
Yeah, it's meaty.
Yes.
A meaty chew.
That's a good...
You and I are the same that way. So... Anywho... We're going to leave you with that. And... up the dishwasher. We're going to leave you with that. I hope you enjoyed the sounds of grilling bacon. Ooh! Yeah. Good thing my hands weren't near it. So we'll both say from Hi-Fi George and Boo Sounds, wishing you Michelle. Yep. Safe journeys. God bless.
God bless.
And take care. Bye for now. Just wanted to show you what it's like if you don't drain farmhouse bacon. That's what they pray for me, because I know that if you don't drain some bacons in between batches, it can get pretty spackery. So, anyway, it's sounding pretty spattery, and I'll try and remember to drain it this time, because I don't want the last batch to be really, dangerous. So anyway, again, like I said before, may your journeys be safe ones. Take care. God bless.